Introduction. Whenever commonality of interests exists, nations enter political, economic, or military partnerships, or combinations thereof. These partnerships occur in regional and worldwide patterns as nations seek opportunities to promote their mutual national interests, ensure mutual security against real or perceived threats, gain international or binational influence, conduct foreign humanitarian assistance and disaster relief operations, conduct peace operations, and promote their ideals. Cultural, diplomatic, informational, military, economic, religious, psychological, technological, and political factors all influence the formation and conduct of multinational operations. America's interests are global, but its focus is regional. Existing alliances and past coalitions reflect that focus. Allied participants establish formal standardization agreements for operational objectives. As forces of these nations plan and train together, they develop mutual trust and respect. Allied nations strive to field compatible military systems, structure common procedures, and develop contingency plans to meet potential regional threats. For example, the United States is currently a member of the following multilateral alliances and agreements: United Nations, UN, North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, American, British, Canadian, Australian, and New Zealand, ABCANS, Armies Program, Defense and Cooperation Treaties with the Republic of Korea, known as ROC, and Japan, Inter-American Treaty of Reciprocal Assistance. Terminology for a coalition or an alliance has evolved. Commonly used terms include allied, bilateral, coalition, multinational, combined, or multilateral. This manual uses the term multinational. In almost all usages except NATO, multinational replaced the older term combined. Nuanced language includes the following. An alliance forms the basis for responding to broad or long-term objectives between two or more nations with a common interest. A multinational coalition is formed for a specific purpose and for a limited time. It does not afford military planners the same political resolve and commonality of aim as alliances. Coalitions, such as Operation Desert Shield and Operation New Dawn, have emerged to meet national strategic requirements. Joint and United States Army forces conduct multinational operations with mission partners. Mission partners typically include partners outside the Department of Defense, DOD, with whom the DOD cooperates to achieve national goals. These partners can include individuals or departments from other departments and agencies of the federal, state, local, and host nation governments. Multinational forces and forces of allies and foreign partners. Non-governmental organizations. Academia. Businesses in the private sector. Unified Action Partners is an Army-specific term for combined United States forces and mission partners with whom United States Army forces plan, coordinate, synchronize, and integrate during the conduct of operations. Unified Action Partners include joint forces, activities in which elements of two or more United States military departments participate, other departments and agencies of the federal, state, local, and host nation governments, multinational forces, forces of allies and foreign partners, non-governmental organizations, members of academia, and businesses in the private sector. The precise role of land forces in multinational operations will vary according to each political and military situation. The United States Army participates in multinational operations for three reasons. Only land forces hold terrain and control populations. The United States Army structure contains capabilities other services do not have. Soldiers on the ground clearly demonstrate political resolve. Planners study and consider the political goals of each participant and lessons learned from multinational partners when writing multinational operation plans. This field manual aims to prompt commanders and staffs to consider details of agreements and treaties when planning multinational operations. This publication underwent significant changes since 2015. FM3-16 reflects the United States Army's role within a larger framework of multi-domain operations and large-scale combat operations through its focus on maximum flexibility. This publication embraces the United States Army's approach to command and control, mission command. This publication also discusses interoperability and ways to view multinational operations in an interoperable environment. This publication aligns directly with concepts and guidance in AR-34-1, ADP-30, FM-30, and JP-3-16. United States commanders expect to conduct military operations as part of a multinational force. These operations span the range of military operations and require coordination with various United States government agencies, military forces, and government agencies of other nations, local authorities, non-governmental organizations, and the private sector. Each entity that cooperates in conducting operations with United States Army forces is called a Unified Action Partner, UAP. A comprehensive approach to problem solving increases the need for coordination and synchronization among UAPs. Multinational operations demand full staff integration. Multinational operations also demand multinational force staffs understand commander's intent, execution capabilities, and limitations of every multinational force unit. Nations in multinational operations must share lessons learned and best practices. Multinational partners use information systems, liaisons, and analog methods to share information. The United States Army Center for Army Lessons Learned, known as CALL, serves as the Office of Primary Responsibility and Action Agent for the implementation of the United States Army Lessons Learned program. Readers can access its lessons learned at the Center for Army Lessons Learned website. The web address is provided in the print version of FM3-16. The ABCAN's Army's Program Coalition Operations Lessons Learned database is located at the web address provided in the print version of FM3-16. The Peacekeeping and Stability Operations Institute, known as PKSOI, Repository of Information, is in the Joint Lessons Learned Information System, known as JILIS, at the web address provided in the print version of FM3-16. This system requires a common access card and account for access. The Peacekeeping and Stability Operations Institute website allows access to the United States military, United States government agencies, multinational military and civilian organizations, and private sector organizations to collaborate for collecting, analyzing, disseminating, and integrating lessons learned for peacekeeping and stability operations.